Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob.
And we're back at it again.
Prop bet.
Hey, no, we're not getting that out.
Prop bet.
Prop bet.
Prop bet palooza. That's even hard to say now.
Prop bet palooza. Let's go.
Prop palooza. There we go. That's much better.
Prop palooza?
Prop palooza.
I like it. I like it.
We're drinking some beers and going through prop
clearly.
Bets. For the 2020
Super Bowl in Miami.
L-I-V. That's how they say it, Miami.
L-I-V. L-I-V, yeah.
They don't do Roman numerals.
I believe it. Too much cocaine. I didn't say that.
We need to drink beers more often during these. we're going to go through the pregame, some prop bets. Well, obviously, they're prop bets. But some game bets, some player bets.
Yep.
We'll do some commercials, some halftime stuff.
Yep.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff at the end, yeah.
So, we'll give you what you need to know to make sure you lose all your money on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yep, that's what we're going to do.
Just enough confidence.
Yep, just enough. We'll basically, you'll even out at the end, you know. That's how it works. You'll lose house money, you know, $10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, let's dive right in. Pre-game.
We got the coin toss. What are you thinking? Heads or tails? Just straight up. Just a coin flip.
I gotta go with tails.
Really? Yeah. I think I'm gonna go heads.
I think historically we've seen the trend that it's gonna be tails.
That's a gambler's fallacy, right?
Yeah. I mean, in a true 50-50 situation, I think it is. you're going heads?
Yeah, I'll go heads.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, we're gonna do a fire bet?
Yeah.
Are we going to fire bet these prop bets? I think we should.
Yeah, anything that we disagree on.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Fire bet.
Super Bowl is going to be fantastic.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. You thought this was a weird start. Wait till the second and third podcast during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so that podcast will feature all of these prop bets and fire bets, you know, getting paid.
Yes.
As you will.
Paid in the flames of fireball shots.
Yes. At someone else's house.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's the key.
Is going to
That's the key.
Team to win the coin toss. Is it the 49ers or the Chiefs?
I think we talked about this a little bit on the last one, but I'm going to stick with the San Francisco.
I'm sticking with the Chiefs.
Wait, we already have a fire bit on this one, though.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. We don't need
it.
Do you want a double? It's a lot of fireball.
Yeah, I'm okay. We're going to buy a whole handle before we go to Jamin's.
The national anthem, will it be more or less than 125.5 seconds?
So that's for all of you, that's 2 minutes, 5 seconds, and a half second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go under. So I've listened to a radio show, and they actually talked about this prop bet, and her average anthem time is 157. But her last time she did the anthem was 2:15. But all the other ones were about 2:50.
You don't think she'll try to, like,
to just go hard on Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl.
Probably, but I'm going to stick with under.
I'm going over.
Going over. Wow, this is a great start so far.
I think that she's going to milk it a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl. It's the national stage. You got to really hold that last note out.
That's true, but I don't know. I mean, you got to give a quality performance too. You know?
People is good.
So would you just always over the time?
No, but I think that she's going to. I think it's yeah. I think that Lovato is going to.
Okay.
Really
so what? So
note.
What?
Speaking
what,
of which,
oh,
will the last word of her anthem be more or less than 5.5 seconds?
Oh, that's very relevant. 5.5 seconds is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I'm going to have to go under on the other one, I'm going to say under on this one, too.
I'm going over for the reasons aforementioned.
So, we're going to have to bring a stopwatch.
We can just use, an online betting platform.
Do you think that they'll show, like...
Yeah, well, if you bet it, then you'll know if
you want. So, I'd bet, like, a dollar on it so that we'll know?
50 cents.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose a lot of money. Okay, so will Miss Lovato's microphone be on a stand, or not on a stand?
Absolutely not on a stand.
Absolutely not.
I'm pretty confident.
I agree with you there. Yeah. She's holding it, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, when you got to sing for 5.5 seconds, you have to, you know, yeah. You have to move it away from your mouth, you know, get some...
Heads tilted up to the
sky. Yeah, exactly. You got to look at the sun in your eyes. Boogers, the plane's about to fly over you.
Booger's over there on the sideline. Yeah. Oh, I gotta pee.
So he just shits himself. That's how we did it back in my day.
During the national anthem, which team will have a player or coach shown first?
That's a good question, and I wish I would have done more research into this, obviously. But I'm going to say they show Andy Reid first.
I think it's Andy Reid, too.
I would just go for generically Kansas City, I think Andy Reid gets shown.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Kansas
City. Mostly he has more Super Bowl history.
Yeah.
So...
There's no, like, player with, like, a big tie to this.
Right, like, they're all pretty young players.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, player chasing, like, a ring after 20, like, you know, nothing like that. So, Andy Reid is the face of the Super Bowl
Does Jimmy Garoppolo have the most Super Bowl rings out of everybody here?
I think so. He has two, right? Yeah, well, Richard Sherman has one.
The Broncos one, yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else that has...
Yeah, I think it's just, man, that's crazy.
And he's just been a backup.
Yeah, this is his first starting role. Okay, and lastly, for the anthem, does any player take a knee during the national anthem?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I can't see that happening.
None of these guys.
That's kind of been, like, out of the...
Yeah, and even during the hype, like, none of these players were...
Oh, yeah, exactly, that too, yeah, so...
What's Andy Reid?
Andy Reid could take a knee. I mean, he might have a burger on the ground, or he had to tie his shoe, maybe.
He's like, oh my god, this is a 6-minute national anthem.
Wow.
Shouldn't have eaten all that barbecue.
Oh my god.
All right, let's move right on along. To the game props. Which team scores first?
Okay, so I think... I mentioned San Francisco. I'm going to stick with San Francisco. I like the slow-paced game. They're going to go down, kick a field goal, you know.
Yeah, I agree. San Francisco scores first. We've previously covered a couple of
games. Yeah, yeah. But just to reiterate,
some of these I'm actually going to change. We'll see.
Oh, really?
With new information.
Interesting. Oh.
Research.
Right.
New thought. Yeah. Will there be a score in the last 2 minutes of the first half?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I agree.
These two teams, I feel like, are very, like, they score a lot in the last 2 minutes, and then, I don't know, it just feels like that's just what's going to happen.
Somebody's going to at least kick a field goal in that
place. Exactly. Yeah. Like, so I think that's going to happen.
All right. Will either team score 3 straight scores?
That's such a random, like, it's so hard to bet this, because it's hard to, like, pay attention to that over the course of the game with, like, a billion commercials going on.
And extra points don't matter.
Oh, like, right. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, that's...
A safety, a touchdown, a field goal.
Right. But that's either... So that's, like, San Francisco scores a touchdown, and then Kansas City punts. And then San Francisco kicks a field goal, Kansas City punts, and then San Francisco scores another touchdown.
Right. That's or it could straight. Be, you know, halftime could come in there. And, San Francisco gets a turnover, scores twice in a row before halftime, then gets the ball back at halftime. Like, after halftime.
So it's like 3 consecutive drives of scoring.
Doesn't have to be the consecutive drive, but the Kansas City does not score in between the 3 scores of the San Francisco 49ers. Like, if you look at the box.
Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah. So San Francisco, good punt. And then Kansas City punts back, and then San Francisco scores again.
Yeah.
So it's basically like a 3-score, like, and the other team didn't score anything.
Correct, yes.
Oh, that changes how I think about this bet now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say, man, this is tough.
So when you bet on this one,
what are your thoughts on this? I don't want to go
first.
When
you bet on this one during the season, it's probably the most, one of the most... anxiety-inducing ones. Because you're like, oh, no, just don't turn it over. Don't turn it over. Oh, no. that being said, I really feel like both of these teams are going to keep it close. I'm going to say no team scores 3 straight. And it happens quite a bit. But I think that if the Chiefs let 49ers score twice, they're going to do everything they can to make sure they at least get a field goal in there to keep it balanced.
I think that's probably fair. I think... I think I would just not bet on this one. But if I had to bet, I would say, I think a team will score three straight at some point during the game. I think yeah.
Cool.
But that's probably gonna happen.
Alrighty. Does anybody get a 2-point conversion?
No.
Yeah, I agree. These teams aren't that risky. Like, they know that they're going to get the points, and I don't think it's going to be.
Yeah,
that,
and usually 2 points apart. Become more prevalent when, like, the score gets random. And I don't feel like the Super Bowl scores are going to get too. Like, you'd have to have, like, a missed PAT or, like, a safety or, like, a whole bunch of three field goals or something like that to happen. Or yeah. A team to be down a lot, which I don't think is going to be that big of a gap.
That's not happening in this game, right? Yeah. Yeah, all those. However, will there be a touchdown scored not by the offense? So not a safety, but a touchdown. Yeah, right. Ooh.
I'm going to say, like, if you had good odds on this, yes. Yes.
You think yes? Ooh.
If you had good odds.
I'm going no way there. Hard no.
A hard no? But you have, like, special teams. Like, Kansas City has a good special teams unit that could return a kickoff. You have, like, there's a lot of potential for, like, returning, like, interceptions for touchdowns, like.
Yeah, you need to make mistakes, and these teams are so good.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. it's a long shot, but.
All right. Total field goals made, over, under 3.5.
Between both teams?
Both teams.
Over 3.5.
Really?
Yeah. I'm really feeling three. Three feels like a good number.
Oh, but you want the under.
I know, but I think I'm going to go with the four. Yeah. I think just four happens.
I'm going under. I think it's got to be all touchdowns. Okay. Like, and both these teams know to
But keep San Francisco has such a good defense, though, that they can stop Kansas City multiple times. Or, like, you know, they score, like, five straight touchdowns in all these playoff games. Or maybe that turns into field goals instead of touchdowns.
I think Andy Reid knows if he's going to keep up with them, he needs to be kicking – or he needs to be scoring touchdowns because –
Keep up with San – well, I guess San Fran scored more points this season.
Yeah, he's, like, the two highest scoring teams.
That's true. You know what? You know what's funny, Seth, that when we're talking about, like, that is San Francisco scored more points during the season, and Kansas City allowed less points during the season.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Somebody who scores a touchdown, do they throw the football into the stands at any point?
Oh, that's a fun one. Yeah. You know, I really see, like, wide receivers do this more often, and I'm trying to think, like, maybe Tyreek Hill I think might do it, but I'm gonna say no one does it. Unless Patrick Mahomes runs one in, he would do it, but offensive lineman, they like to spike the ball.
It's weird the way this the wording is constructed, because you think about somebody like Cam Newton always goes up and, like, hands the ball to somebody.
I don't think that counts. Yeah. I think you have to throw it.
Ooh, man.
Like a celebratory, like, chunk it up there.
That's a good point. Okay, I'm going to go with no.
Yeah. Also, though, pretty low chance that someone gets handed a ball, though, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, we've kind of covered this one, but is there a score in the first 6 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going with no.
Yeah.
Is this one you're going to change?
This is one I'm going to change.
Oh, there we go.
The more I think about it, yeah, they're both going to go pedal to the metal on this. I think.
I'm ready for fire bet on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's going to be a fun first 6 minutes of the game where you're just going to be pouring each other shots for that one. Like, oh, they haven't scored yet.
All righty. The team to make the longest field goal.
Ooh. I'm going to say this is a pretty coin flip one. Like, yeah. I think they both probably make, like, somewhere between 45 and 50-yard field goals during the game. And I think that San Francisco probably makes, like, a longer one. I don't know. I'm just coin flipping.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs in that last 2 minutes of the first
half. Oh, yeah. They do, like, a 56-yard field goal or something. Okay. I can see it.
So you're going San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm going San Fran, yeah.
All righty. Let's move into some player props. So, Mr. Jimmy Garoppolo, is his passing yards over or under 238.5?
See, I was pretty close last time, and I said 245, and I said I'll take the under. But that's not fun. At 238, I mean, while it's pretty close, I'm going to take the over. I don't know. I'm just feeling it.
I'm kind of swapping here. I think I said something like 270 or
170. Yeah. Yeah, 170.
I'm kind of swap positions on this. I'm thinking Jimmy throws out a lot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a kind of a dogfight.
Well, especially if Kansas City gets up. I mean, they definitely could get up like 10, 14 points early. Like, yeah, and then San Fran's going to start throwing the ball. So. Yeah.
So I'm thinking Jimmy's over 238.
Okay. All right.
So we agree.
So we're both, yeah, we're both over on that one. Yeah.
Raheem Mostert, rushing yards, over or under 74.5.
Man. Well, if you had recency bias, you definitely go over here, right?
Right.
I think the key is that, like, Tevin Coleman is out, right? So...
I think he's trending to play.
Or is he trying to play now?
Trending to play, yeah.
Man, that's tough, then. If he's going to play... If he plays, I would take the under.
So, just for a point of reference, he has done it twice this season.
Three times this season. Oh, four times. Wow, he got an 83 on that one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So, twice early in the season, once in week 13, and then...
Once last week.
Last week.
And that week 13 and last week were big games, like 143 and 220.
So, I'm going under.
Yeah, I think I would agree. Under is probably a good number.
I don't think we've got it on here, though. But I definitely think he's scoring a touchdown.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, I know the odds on that. You're probably
not getting even odds.
But I would do a 2-1 fire bet that he doesn't.
That he does not?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take
that. Yeah, right? Okay. Yeah. I mean, would you do 1-1? Probably not,
probably
right?
Would have.
Oh, no! Wow. Hey, always get your best odds when you can, kids.
All right.
Wow.
Emmanuel Sanders, pass receptions, over or under 2.5.
See, this is where I go back to Jimmy Garoppolo throwing over 240. Mm-hmm. I think it starts with Emmanuel Sanders getting over that reception.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think Emmanuel's getting at least 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think like 4 is a good number. 4 is probably about where he's at. 4 for like, I would say something like 68 yards or something.
Mr. Mad Dog George Kittle. Will he have more or less than 5.5 receptions?
So this one's interesting because, like, Kelsey's for sure having over 5.5.
Oh, we'll get to him.
Yeah. But, man, I don't know about Kittle, man.
They've not been, like, using him very
they
much.
Haven't been
using,
yeah,
haven't
exactly.
Really needed to.
Yeah, and he's like insane as a blocker too.
Yeah, right.
I know you're gonna go over. I'm gonna go under.
I'm actually going under.
No, really? Okay. Yeah. Well,
for the same reasons, like they need him to block, and then, you know, if the game plan goes off the rails, then you change.
I will say this: his over under on like big time receptions, like a game changing play, is gonna be at least one.
Okay, well...
Yeah, he's going to have, like, one, like... And not just, like, a 20-yard reception, but, like, one that's, like, third and long, or, like, one of the last drives of the game kind of thing. I think he makes, like, a big-time reception in the game. Kind of like he did against the Saints when we had to face mask him to tackle him. Yeah, like, one of those.
All right. Moving over to the other side of the ball, Patrick Mahomes, passing yards, over, under 305.
Man, they picked such a good number for this.
They did.
I know. It's just like, ah. But, you know, I think we mentioned it last week. I think you always take the over for fun.
For fun.
For fun. If you're betting money, though, they picked a good number. Mm. I mean, it's because San Francisco. I think Aaron Rodgers last week was like,
oh, he was
240
the highest...
or something. It was pretty low.
Was it?
Over-under.
Wow, really?
Last week.
Oh, yeah, but he got over.
Oh, yeah, he got over, yeah. But it was like the over-under was pretty low. So, like, if you take what if Patrick Mahomes was playing a normal defense, this over-under is like 340 or something.
Yeah.
So, like, good odds on going the under here for what, you know, normally happens. But
I think I'm going under.
I'm going
risky. I'm going risky. Yeah, you did talk me into it. I just got into my own head there. I actually think over's probably a pretty good bet. I don't know. I got a feeling something. He's going to be like 303 or something like that.
Oh, hey, or he could be like he was that one time I burned out Drew Brees earlier in the year, and he's at 306, and I had him at 305 and a half, and then he threw a minus 2 yard pass.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second. And then they took him out of the game. I was like, no, what is happening? That one felt real bad.
The worst thing is when you like bet on a quarterback's rushing yards, and then at the end of the game they take like three knees and it goes below. And you're like, no, Aaron Rodgers, what are you doing?
Yeah, that one hurts. Yeah, that one hurts.
Patrick Mahomes touchdown passes over under 2.5.
2.5 is so much.
Is it?
Super Bowl. It feels like a lot. It feels like a lot. I guess when we think back to that Eagles Patriots game, it was four each or something. I'm going to go over, though.
You think about last year.
Last year it was one touchdown.
Yeah, not even a pass.
Well, who scored that touchdown? Do you remember?
Sony Michel.
Oh, he ran it in.
Yeah, but really, like, Gronk.
How come wasn't the MVP? He scored more points than everybody. Well, I guess the kicker scored more points.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he scored seven, right?
Yeah. I mean, Gronk was the one who got that long pass right to
the
goal line.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
We miss Gronk on the Patriots, don't we?
Oh my gosh, right. We're getting Randy Moss's kid in this draft.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah, what round?
We'll do a whole draft.
Oh
podcast,
yeah, yeah. Let's not get
Thaddeus Moss, he's coming. Yeah. He's coming.
Hey, he looks good.
Round four.
His dad played well on the Patriots.
He did. You know what? I'm going under.
I feel like you're doing this strictly so there's more fire beds.
The reason I'm doing it. Is I really think Damian Williams is going to pop a couple of
really?
Wow. I think they're going to get a couple of, like pass interference,
like you can get to like the one
goal line and then pop it in with the running back.
Okay,
yeah.
I think Travis Kelce. I know we're going to get to it in a second. I think he's going to score a couple of touchdowns this game.
Before we get there, let's go to Tyreek Hill.
So what's the T stand for?
Tyreek Hill. Pass receptions over under 5.5.
At what, 30 yards of reception? I don't think it gets to 180. No, but seriously. I'm gonna go under on this one. I know that sounds weird, but I feel like he's gonna get some big receptions, but he's not gonna get a lot. So, and I think he's gonna spread the ball out more.
We talked about Richard Sherman guarding Tyreek.
That's true.
I've actually kind of backtracked on that. I think he's going to guard Kelce. And
really?
They're going to put two guys on Tyreek because he's so fast. Like, I don't think Sherman's going to be able to keep up with Tyreek.
That might be true. But you think he's going to cover a tight end, though?
I mean, that's the next receiving option.
Well, I mean, yeah, Sammy Watkins.
I guess you have.
Who's the third guy? I don't remember the third guy. But
McCole Hartman.
Yeah. Sherman is like that guy who's like, I want to be on the best guy all the time. I mean, maybe that was his old mantra. Well,
who's the
maybe
best guy, right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But the thing about guarding Kelce, and it's probably a good idea, but I don't know. It just feels like there's a reason like corners don't guard tight ends. Mostly like because they block sometimes, and then that's kind of your waste of your corner. Because then what is he doing that play?
You almost
and
use him other as a times, safety.
Yeah, that's true. But then in other times, like, they're just big. So, like, they can just run around and just be, like, in front of you. And there's just, like, no way you can get around them. So, I think it's more likely that, I can't remember their safety's name. But, anyway. I think Richard Sherman guards a wide receiver. I don't know if it's Hill or Watkins or Hardman, but.
So you're saying
I think it's more likely he guards Hill.
So you're saying the under on Hill.
I think the under, yeah.
So I think they're going to double team Hill, and I think it's probably going to look really bad going into the halftime. Like Hill's going to have one or two catches,
yeah,
and then second half Hill turns it on, and that's where he scores. That's where he gets at least like four more receptions.
Yeah, so I'm going. All right. So you're going to be sweating at halftime, and you're like, oh, I'm feeling it.
If I were a smarter man. I would wait until halftime to make the bet.
Yeah. Oh.
So I might do that, actually.
It's like just zero receptions at halftime, and you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
take the over on 3 or 2.5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right, your boy Travis Kelce, pass receptions, over under 5.5.
I'm going to be honest. I think Travis Kelce was a lot of the reasons I won some fantasy leagues this year. I mean, I had Lamar Jackson in one of the leagues, but man, Travis Kelce was a beast all year. I can never not count on Travis Kelce. Yeah, I'm going to go for sure he catches over 5.5.
I'm with you there.
He's definitely, in my opinion, like the best tight end in the league.
Yes.
Right now, for sure. Yep. It's not even close. He's like the new Gronk, basically.
Yeah. Oh, so. He hates that, though.
Oh, I bet.
Do
I
not
bet.
Compare him to Gronk. Yeah. He hates it so much. Yeah. So you got a very elite pass rush on the 49ers. So you know that Mahomes is going to be on his toes.
Oh, yeah.
Dump off to Kelce left and right.
Yep.
Probably Damian Williams.
Hey, I was going to say, Damian Williams, yeah. Running backs get involved a lot on those dump off plays.
Yeah, but I love Kelce over 5.5.
And that's another reason I think he'll make struggle in receptions is because maybe you just don't have, 4 seconds for him to get 30 yards downfield.
So. That's a valid point. does Travis Kelce score a touchdown?
Oh, I hit on it a little earlier. But yes, absolutely. I think he gets one.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with
you. Like, if you just thought of all their players that can score touchdowns, like, Kelce has to, he's almost like a 2-touchdowner guy on their team right now. I mean, maybe there's some games where he doesn't score one, but man, he feels like he could just score like on every single time they're inside the 10. It's like, oh, just throw it to Kelce. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Alrighty. I guess we're kind of still in the realm of player props.
A little bit, yeah.
San Francisco players with a rushing attempt, over under 5.
Like different players?
Different players.
Under 5.
So you got
right?
Jimmy G, Tevin Coleman.
Oh, Jimmy G, Tevin. Well, if Tevin Coleman Mostert, plays, yeah. Matt Breida.
Breida, yeah.
Emmanuel Sanders might get a.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan loves those tall sweeps.
Yeah.
Atlanta fans know that.
That's true.
I just talked myself. I'm going to go over on this.
You're going over 5.
Over 5. So okay. Yeah. Are you going to go over 5?
I think I'm going under.
Okay, if it's 5, though, it's a push.
It's a push,
okay,
yeah.
Perfect, all right.
I think I'm going under, just because...
6 is a lot.
Does Jimmy G even rush a lot?
But, I mean, surely he gets, like, 1 in there, right?
Possibly.
Like, as a one, rusher. Right?
Yeah, all he needs is 1.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be milling the ball at the end of the game anyway, right? Does that count? I think it does,
I don't know.
Right?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
You know what? Actually, if you look at... If we look up Mr. Jimmy G's...
rushing totals?
Hang tight with us while we try to figure out how to spell Jimmy Garoppolo's name.
I think it's G-R. Oh, yeah.
I spelled it right. What? Okay.
Oh.
His rushing totals...
Anyway.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah.
He's had a rush attempt every single game.
He has had a rush... Yeah, that's a good point.
In every game.
Man.
Wait, can you go to San Francisco team stats? And just see all of their people who've rushed the ball this year?
I'll be honest, I don't know. Oh, here we go.
So they've had about,
Debo
10
Samuel,
people?
One, two, three. Jeff Wilson, another running back in there.
So they've had 12 people run the ball this year.
Oh, I forgot you got Juszczyk. Oh, dang. All right, I'm in for it.
What? You're going to go over two?
I'm swapping. Yeah. I forgot you had,
knew we shouldn't have looked at the stats before we made the bet.
I forgot you had the best fullback in the league in there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely going to get a carry, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's only had 3.
That's true, hey.
But
maybe
still,
I'll swap to under.
Still like it, though.
They only had 8 legitimate rushers all year.
8? Yeah. All right, do you want to swap?
If you give me 5, if you do over under 5.5, I'll swap.
I gotta do math. Like it's like, instead of just
doing 5
dice.
You on the spot there. Hey, I gave him that 2-1 earlier. Remember that?
I'll give you 2-1.
2-1? No, I can't do 2-1.
No, you benefit.
Right? Yeah. No. I don't. Okay. I wouldn't do that. I think there's gonna be 5 rushers.
Okay.
So I want the push.
All right, let's talk about Kansas City rushing attempts. How many players? Over, under, 4.5.
4.5. All right, so we got Tyreek Hill, Mahomes, Damian Williams, and whoever the backup running back is. LeSean McCoy maybe makes a...
Yeah. I mean, I think he's
so
playing.
That's four, right? Already.
But you need 4.5, or you need 5 to go
I'm
over.
I'm going to go over.
Yeah?
Yeah, somehow, some way.
I'm actually going under on this one.
Really?
You're definitely getting Mahomes. You're definitely getting Damon Williams. Probably LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, probably.
And then you got, what's the guy? Williams? Or Damian Williams?
The other running back?
Yeah. I just don't think they're going to use...
you don't think they're going to do one sweep?
I don't think so.
Really?
No, I don't think so. All
right. Hey, I'll take it.
All right. How many different players catch a pass for San Francisco? Over, under, 5.5?
Over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, who you got there? You got Sam?
I don't know any of the players, but I know Kyle Shanahan loves spreading the ball out.
Yeah.
So I find it pretty unlikely that in this game that they don't spread it out. And the only way I lose this is if they just don't catch the ball. Like, there's going to be at least, like, 7 different people who have targets.
So, typically, you got Kittle, Samuels, Sanders. Those are your obvious ones.
Yeah,
right?
Main three. And then after that, it gets kind of shaky, huh?
Yeah, I mean, what's crazy is their fullback catches more passes than
rushes. Yeah, right? Wow.
Marquise Goodwin's still there.
Oh, is he?
I don't know. Is he healthy?
Injured?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure actually. Either.
Tevin Coleman, if he's playing.
That's true, yeah.
Alrighty.
I don't know which 6 are going to catch the ball. Some 6 different players are, though.
I agree. Here's kind of a crazy one, though. Kansas City, players to catch a ball, 7.5.
7.5 is a lot.
That
in
is a
one
lot.
Game?
So you know that...
Is this a real thing we can bet on?
This is, yeah. You got Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins...
Damian Williams.
The rookie, Mecole Hardman.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So that's 5.
LeSean McCoy,
you need 3
maybe.
More.
Man. The other tight end, I don't remember, he caught a ball once.
I'm going under, actually, on this.
I'm going under on this, too. What? Yeah. 7.5? That's so many. Mm-hmm. Are you sure we're not betting on a player getting over 7.5 receptions?
No, this is how many different players. I checked it, trust me.
Wow. 7.5.
So, players who frequently caught balls during the year. As we said, Kelce, Hill, Watkins, Hardman, Williams. DeMarcus Robinson, LeSean McCoy. So Robinson will probably have one catch at least.
Yeah.
But then you're looking at LeSean McCoy if he plays.
Man. Yeah, well, so we got the top 7. And then the 8th guy only has like 16 targets all year. He averages 1 target and he's played in all 16 games. What?
Yep, don't like it.
I don't even know any of these other players on this team. Yeah,
I'm going under.
I can't imagine. Yeah. That's a lot.
Is this eight players? Yeah.
Wow.
That's
a lot.
Happened before.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, obviously, but...
All right, so let's get a little bit more fun bets going on here.
Now, if it was Drew Brees and the Saints, I would say over.
What?
Because we don't even know. It could be anybody. We'll throw in a special teams player and then we'll throw the ball to him.
I would definitely go under for Drew Brees and the Saints.
Are you serious?
You know, every ball's going to Michael Thomas.
No, yeah. Well, 13 balls are going to Michael Thomas.
One's going to
Jared
Cook.
The other 20 that we throw is going to 20 different other players. Anyway. I digress.
So we're getting into a little bit more fun stuff. We'll circle back around and do a little game view with the totals and who we picked to win at the end. But... let's talk about the actual broadcast of the game. Will Colin Kaepernick be mentioned during the broadcast?
He did have that workout this year, and yeah, I'm going to say no.
He used to play for the 49ers.
He used to play for the 49ers.
And the last time the 49ers were in the Super Bowl, he was the quarterback.
You think that they're going to like somehow compare Jimmy Garoppolo to Colin? I don't think. I think they avoid it. I think like the broadcasters probably have a memo that just says like, hey,
from Roger Goodell?
Yeah, just don't mention Kaepernick on air, please.
He can't tell them what to do.
Hashtag rigged.
I'm just saying, kidding. Yes, they do.
Really?
They mentioned the last time the 49ers were in the Super Bowl, and they referenced that Colin Kaepernick was the quarterback during that Super Bowl.
Oh, that's how they mention it.
Yes. Yeah.
Did they have like a stat thing where they show both, like at some point during the game, they're like, Jimmy Garoppolo's numbers at halftime, Colin Kaepernick's numbers at halftime.
I highly doubt it.
Okay.
No. It'll just be an off comment, like a one-off comment.
Okay.
It's like, oh, yeah. 49ers haven't been back since Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm going to say
this. Is it the first time in the playoffs since Kaepernick?
No.
Jimmy G's never been to the playoffs.
No.
Brian Hoyer.
I'm pretty sure they, well.
I don't
I think they made the playoffs in the next year, maybe.
With Colin Kaepernick, or
maybe, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Since Colin Kaepernick,
have they been back to the playoffs? Oh, no, 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 yeah. But I don't think that was their last appearance was in the Super Bowl until this year.
No, I'm just saying that.
But it might have been actually that might Kaepernick. Be true too, because that was 2011, right?
Oh, they hemorrhaged players after, I think.
Yeah, they lost a lot of people.
They probably haven't been back.
But anyway,
we could look it up, but yes. That's your homework, listeners.
Yeah, you let us know in the comments below.
Alex Smith, will he be mentioned during the broadcast?
He played for both teams, 49ers yeah.
and Chiefs, and now he plays for the esteemed Redskins.
Well, sort of plays.
He watches from the stands.
Well, from the hospital. No, he's out of that. I just don't see any reason they would mention him. I'm gonna say no.
I mean, again, he played for both teams.
Yeah, but for like what? Like, what did he do?
I'm betting.
There's probably a higher chance that Kaepernick gets mentioned than Alex Smith.
I think both get mentioned. They'll mention that.
Man, you just think they're gonna start talking about every player, huh?
Yeah, they're just like, I'm bored.
Oh yeah, Patrick Willis, he retired 4 years ago.
Speaking of other players that might get mentioned, will Tom Brady be mentioned?
You know what?
This is an actual thing.
I know
thing
what
you can
you're
gonna on.
Say.
I think he does.
I think he gets mentioned.
I actually think he does not get mentioned. They're gonna give these teams the respect, you know, it's like maybe they'll say
yeah, but the broadcasters will slip up and say, this is the first time we haven't seen Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco, or Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl for 20 years or whatever.
That's
so,
a good point. I didn't think about that. Dang.
I've already heard it on ESPN. You're going to swap now?
No, I told you my stats. No, okay. I'm sticking with no, actually. I still don't think.
But I think that's why. I think they're going to have that little mini, like, oh, we haven't seen a non-Manning Brady Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl.
That's a really good point, though. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Also, I've noticed throughout the playoffs, they constantly keep showing Tom Brady's tweets.
he's gonna throw, hey, congratulations, Jimmy Garoppolo win the Super Bowl, and they're like, oh, Tom Brady mentioned.
and I just realized, Jimmy G said that Brady texted him good luck and everything.
So, they're gonna say that at least once, right?
Dang, I'm sticking with no.
Good.
Will the Patriots be mentioned during the broadcast? So, the word Patriots, the word Tom Brady is...
Right, yes. I think they do.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think so, too, yeah.
I mean, it's the first one in 5 years without him, right?
Yeah, and then Kansas City lost to the Patriots last year to get to the Super Bowl, so...
Kyle Shanahan collapsed.
Yep. Lots of history there.
Well, they mentioned that Raheem Mostert was undrafted.
I think they mention it if...
Anybody could walk in here.
True.
Hey... Welcome to the podcast. It's okay, you can come back.
I think they mention it if he has a big game. Should we start that over? Or how you want to do it?
We're drinking beers.
That's true. YOLO.
You say only... you have to pick yes or no. You can't condition it.
True. I'm going to say no. Because if we pick under 74.5 yards, that's not a big game.
Yeah.
If he was like Super Bowl MVP, then they definitely mention it.
Man, I do think he scores a touchdown, though.
Yeah, is that enough to mention that, though?
I don't think, I'm going to say no. Okay, will they mention that the Super Bowl is on Groundhog's Day?
You know, this is the first time I realized it's Super Bowl.
Me too. I didn't realize it until I saw the prop bet. But, I mean, it will be February 2nd.
That's true, yeah. That is Groundhog's Day. I'm going to say no.
I kind of agree with you. I don't think they'll say it the first time, but I think, like, the second or third time that we play the Super Bowl.
Really? Why? Do you just think because... they're like, oh, wow, this is the third time we've played on... How do you know this isn't the third time they've played on Groundhog's Day? And this is the time
I'm saying, like, the third time they played this exact Super Bowl.
Oh, right. Oh, I...
Like the movie.
Yes. we're going to Groundhog's Day this podcast.
I'm going to change my bets on the next go-around. All right.
Because we've already seen what happens anyway.
Does Donald Trump attend the Super Bowl?
I think he does, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's did every other big game, right?
It's in Miami.
Does Miami like him there? Would they boo him or no? If they wouldn't boo him, he would go.
It's not like the city size. It's like all people
from out of right, town. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let's see. Kansas City. Oh, San Francisco probably hates Trump, right?
I don't know. The people who go from San Francisco.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you're elite from San Francisco. And you're probably looking at very wealthy people attending this game.
Oh, that's true, yeah. They don't care.
Yeah, that's true. You saying yes, he attends?
I say yeah, he attends. I mean, he went to, like, the national championship game. He went to, like, didn't he go to, like, the SEC championship game?
Okay, yeah.
He went to the LSU-Alabama game.
All right, I'm in. Donald Trump attends the game. Does he tweet during the game?
Oh, yeah.
Technically, the prop is over under tweets one half.
A half? Oh, yeah. Half. I think he tweets. Yeah. So unless they take his phone away.
The game means from kickoff to finale, zero.
I mean, the impeachment is going on. Like, so he'll tweet about something. Does he have to tweet about the game?
No, he just has to tweet it all.
Yeah.
But he's watching the game.
He's
going
to go to the bathroom at some point. What else is he going to do?
Sitting on the toilet.
Tweeting. Yeah, it's like, he ain't reading the newspaper in there.
I'm going to go with no.
No.
He does not tweet during the game. He tweets after the game.
Yeah?
Yeah. But,
yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely does congrats or whatever. But.
You could bet if he congratulates the champion or not.
Oh, that's a bad bet, though.
Yeah, it's -500, so it's not a great bet.
Yeah.
Okay. does Revis tweet about Richard Sherman during the game?
See, that's my thing, though. Like, is Revis even still relevant anymore? How long has it been?
Do you not know about this whole feud they've got going on? Like, all through the playoffs, Revis has been, like, taking shots at Richard Sherman.
Really? Like, the tweets?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't there a Taylor Swift song about doing that?
Probably. That seems to be her whole life. I don't know if you noticed.
If you do it in a tweet, that's a cop-out.
What's that?
If you do it in a tweet, that's a cop-out. That was her line.
Is that Shake It Off?
No, that was... I just want to renew her song. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to say no. I don't... Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I mean, this sounds like a yes for you.
I just don't know if he'll do it after the game or before. During the game. I definitely think he'll do it after the game.
If Richard Sherman drops the interception, definitely, right?
Yeah, okay. You talked me into it. I'm saying yes. One bad play by Richard Sherman.
Right, yeah? Like, they just scored a touchdown on him. It's like, if he was on Revis Island, he wouldn't. No, I have not talked myself out of that at all. So,
all right, during the broadcast, is Mike Shanahan shown on TV? This is the father of Kyle Shanahan, the other...
So are we just going at all? Because you have 1.5 on here, and there's no way they show him 2 times. That's crazy.
The prop bet is 1.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go under 1.5. That's crazy.
I've seen a lot.
Is he coaching? He's just watching the game, right?
I think he's retired now. But he's.
I mean, he's no Peyton Manning.
He's attended all the playoff games for the 49ers, and they show him a lot during all those games.
Yeah, that's true. I've seen him a couple of times. But I'm going to say no. There's so many other more relevant people to watch, and they're only going to show him at the end of the game, or Kansas City's that big and they don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, this is from kickoff till final whistle.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, by the way...
Unless they show him during the national anthem? Wait, is this...
I should mention, for all of these broadcast bets, I should have mentioned this earlier, but these do not apply during halftime, which I'm just now reading.
Oh.
I don't think it really changes.
No, it doesn't change anything.
Probably the Trump tweet does...
I could see him tweeting during halftime. Because that would be when the bathroom break is, right?
Yeah. Halftime still counts for the Trump.
Oh, okay, good. All right, good.
And it has to be the actual Trump account. It can't be a fake
account. Oh, yeah. at real Donald Trump.
Yes. I'm going over.
Sorry. I've got a sidetrack. Is there an at fake Donald Trump? Because there definitely should be.
There should be.
Anyway.
I'm going over on Mike Shanahan's shown at least twice.
Really? Okay.
I know he's going to be shown after the game.
I'm not willing to take a fire bet on that. It's so irrelevant.
Okay.
But I guess, he's just the dad of Kyle Shanahan. But that's, like, the only tie?
Well, he's a coach, too, in the NFL. He's
I know who Mike Shanahan is. But I'm just saying, to this game, right?
Yeah,
that's, whatever.
He coached, did he? No, he didn't coach
Alex Smith. Is he in the Hall of Fame? He's not, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. At least Peyton Manning's in the Hall of Fame.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's gonna be.
All right. Let's move into some commercials. What will the first car brand commercial be? It has to be the car commercial brand, not the company division. Is it Hyundai, Porsche, Kia, Toyota, Audi, or other?
So let's see. So that would be a first quarter commercials are more expensive than like second and third quarter commercials, right?
I have no idea.
I think the fourth quarter is like the most expensive ones. I'm remembering. There's some like weird thing like that. Yeah. But I think that it would have to be someone that had some money. So I'm going to go
all these car commercials have money.
No, but I think like Hyundai and Kia, I think they're probably like a second, third quarter type of car company.
I think I'm going to go with Hyundai, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You even picked one I pointed out. Perfect. I love it.
It's weird to see Porsche in there. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a Porsche commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I can't think of a Porsche commercial. I mean, they're a high-end car, but I mean, I wouldn't see a Ferrari. I mean, I could see like a Tesla commercial, maybe. That would be.
I've never seen a Tesla commercial to begin with.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, I guess they do all their marketing on just being in the media.
Will the first Anheuser-Busch brand commercial be Bud Light, Budweiser, Michelob Ultra, Michelob Pure Gold, or an other?
Budweiser.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Budweiser sounds really good. Is that the typical American one?
Is that Budweiser? Yep.
It does sound really good. I feel like Bud Light will be in there, but I don't think they'll...
You think... Are there Bud Light commercials?
The Bud Knight.
Oh, that's true. Oh, those are good.
They're really good. They kind of feel like they haven't done them as much.
Wait, what are the Michelob Ultra ones?
I have no idea.
Are those like the people running... jogging. The jogging ones? Okay. Like, I can't even make fun of that because I jog.
You know, just to make this interesting, I'll go with Bud Light. But Budweiser also sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Will there be an Anheuser-Busch commercial, like anything, any brand of Anheuser-Busch before Coca-Cola?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I remember a lot of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, there's usually like there's usually like one Coca-Cola commercial and they might play it twice.
Yeah.
Or they might have two different ones, but they don't have a lot of Coke commercials anymore.
Now, here's a weird one. Will a real dog appear in three commercials? More than three commercials.
So that's like over under 3.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes. Every commercial uses dogs all the time.
I can think of like...
And it has to be real dogs, apparently. No cartoon dogs or animated dogs puppets. Or animatronic dogs. Half dogs.
Man, so like, movie trailers? Well, there's not like a lot of movie trailers with dogs.
Yeah, it has to, right?
I guess so, right? Yeah. It's a commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna go under just to make it interesting.
Under,
These are so random. But
I wish it was like. I guess if it was dog / cat, it would have to be like 5.
I don't feel like there's a lot of cat commercials during the Super Bowl, are there?
I mean, maybe. Will you give me cats?
You going up to 5?
No. Let's just stick to that.
I'll do more than 4. And you get cats?
No. We would have to like look at every single commercial personally.
Okay. The first song by J-Lo during halftime, will it be Let's Get Loud?
Oh, by just J-Lo?
Just J-Lo. So when the first song she sings, will it be Let's Get Loud?
I'm gonna say no. There's so many songs. This just didn't feel like a have to be a first song. So I feel like it could be, but I feel like I have good odds to say no.
But then what does she come out to?
I have no idea, but it could be anything.
Like Jenny from the Block, On the Floor. Oh, maybe On the Floor. That's a good like Dance the Night Away.
Yeah, that's a decent one. Yeah. Wait, but is that the one that has, what's his name in it?
Pitbull?
Yeah.
He's in basically every song.
Oh, wait, I said no.
Oh, right. We both said no.
All
right. Shakira, will her first song be Whenever, Wherever?
I think that was a good song. I think we listened to it and we were like, yeah, that's a good...
Yeah, that's like the staple got such a great hook in the intro.
Yeah. Whoa. Really gets you pumped up, you know.
Yeah.
To start, like, you know, jumping or whatever.
Will Ricky Martin make an appearance on stage?
I can't believe that's even on a sheet or wherever we got this from. I think looking for Latino. That's crazy. People, yeah. That's so, like, I think I'm definitely a no.
I am also definitely a no, and the big reason is because I'm pretty sure Pitbull's
going to make an appearance. Yeah, and Pitbull's done songs with both of these artists,
and he's
right?
Mr. 305. We're in Miami.
Yeah, right? Like,
Ricky Martin's from Miami.
why is it Pitbull the option here? That's so random.
I don't want to lose all the money by people saying yes.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, maybe you just do really bad. I don't know.
Last props for halftime. Will the last song performed by J-Lo be Live It Up?
And I think we listened to this song. And I feel pretty good about it being, yeah.
I'm loving like, it. Like, yeah, it's very it like fun.
Like, an end of finale. Yeah, exactly. Like, you could song. Do so much, like, with theatrics at the Super Bowl with this song.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like a good, like, finish it off.
That'd be a good game changer. Or get at a game ender.
Yeah.
all right, so a couple final thoughts. Do you have any, before we get to our predictions for the total and the winner?
Yeah, so I think I have a bet where I said that the lead would get about 10.
Yep.
I think it gets to 10, and then I think this is a close game throughout. Like, honestly, I think if it's not scoring back and forth, there's no team that, like, scores a lot in a row and, like, makes it, like, a 17-point lead.
You're not seeing, like, the Broncos
as soon as you
Seahawks.
Get to, like, 10? Yeah, exactly. I think we get it back to, like, a 7-point game or a 3-point game or, you know, something like that. So I think this is like a super close game throughout. This might be one of the best Super Bowls of all time.
I'm excited. It's a good one.
Yeah, this feels, I mean, and it's weird because there's been a long time since you haven't had a dog in the fight.
I know.
So it's going to be nice to just sit there and watch a Super Bowl, I bet.
It's
so,
like almost 6 years.
Right? Yes, yeah, so I guess Baltimore San Fran was like the last one. Wait, really? Yeah.
Broncos.
Oh,
Panthers.
Yeah, that's true. That but you were out of the country
all,
in that one, right?
Yeah, so. All Patriots fans were so salty about the AFC Championship game. Yeah. We were all like, come on, Panthers.
Yeah. And then, and that of was course, they did what they did. But yeah, I think this is going to be a pretty close game throughout, so I think it should be pretty exciting. Yeah.
I still think it's going to be 7 capped at like the lead. That's going to be the
right,
one touchdown
right.
thing. I doubled down on that.
You doubled down?
On the fire
So
bet.
Do 2-2? All right, let's do it. Man, that end of the. Oh, man. Just thinking that bets are going to really get us.
So the Chiefs are favored by 1.5.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of strange to
me. Yeah, no, because I feel like going into it, 49ers have.
They feel
the
like they should
team.
Be the favorites.
Yeah, they feel like every facet of the game feels stronger.
Because, I mean, they're very. I mean, everybody keeps saying, oh, they're so balanced. But, you know, they've proved they were a very good offense this year.
Yeah.
Chiefs are a very good offense. 49ers have a great defense.
Yeah.
Chiefs defense is
Like, they force teams into not being uncomfortable, which makes their defense. Like, the Saints did that a lot, like,
the offense
last few
helps
years.
Them
yeah, exactly. So.
So, it's weird to me that the Chiefs are favored.
Yeah.
As much as I really want the Chiefs to win. Kind of feel Niners pulling this one out. I hate it.
If you give me even odds, I'd go Chiefs. I'm going to pick Chiefs. And you can pick the 49ers.
I don't want to cheer against them, though. That's just what I'm feeling. If you're going to bet, probably go Niners. But I'm going to take the points and go Niners. But I'm cheering for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I think that the Chiefs might actually win this game.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
So we both kind of swapped on what we're doing.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to stick with San Francisco being at halftime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Kansas City can pull this out. Honestly, I remember at some point when they were like 8-0 and they played Seattle, and I was like, man, this team is so overrated. And then they lost Seattle. I was like, yeah, this team's garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting to get some of that back in me. It's like, you know what? Like, the Saints, like, should have beat this team. And I mean, maybe we shouldn't have. I don't know. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like this team is beatable. And I think Kansas City can just, I think they can do it. Now, are they the better team or not? I don't know. I think it's probably like a, I don't know, like a 54% chance that like San Fran wins, so like 46 on the Chiefs, but like that's pretty good. That's like a coin flip, basically.
Yeah,
so
basically.
I'm feeling pretty good. Like the Chiefs are going to pull off some crazy thing. It's been a while since they've even been in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know. I feel like they're pretty pumped. So.
Turnovers. It'll all be about turnovers.
Yeah, I think, and honestly, I feel way more comfortable with Patrick Mahomes than I do Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, right? Like, that's like, your quarterback is like your turnover machine, right? So.
Is Garoppolo's not a turnover machine.
No, but I'm saying that's like that's where the most turnovers come from is your quarterback, either through fumbles or interceptions or whatever.
Gotcha. The over-under is set at 54, which officially. We said 48.
Yeah, we said 48.
we met at 48, yeah. I said 44, and you said...
I said 52.
I said
52, nice. I was close.
What are you feeling now?
I would go over on 54.
Really?
And we already have a bet on over on 48.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling it's closer to that now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're starting to regret that first one, huh?
Yeah, I'm starting to regret it, yeah. But yeah, if I bet on the total, I'd probably go over
54. It's much more fun that way. And it's like that's like a 31-24. Was it 55 points? Yeah. Like, I can definitely see that happening. Or realistically, you know, 34-27 since I bet 4 field goals.
Well, cool. So that's our Super Bowl preview and prop bet palooza. Prop-palooza?
Prop-bet-palooza.
I like prop.
Prop-a-palooza? Prop-a-palooza.
Prop-a-palooza.
There we go.
We will be back in Super Bowl night-ish, I guess.
We'll be doing a podcast during the Super Bowl. Yeah. We'll do one before the Super Bowl to wrap up some of our fire bets then. We'll have a halftime show.
Yep.
And then we'll have a end of the game. We'll mix all those together and... Yeah. It'll be a good time. You'll hear a lot of our friends, I hope.
Yeah, we'll get some input from everybody.
Yeah, they're not too shy. Derek will be on there. Oh, our old friend Derek Brown. Yeah. You remember, he has the sexy radio voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So cool. Until Super Bowl Sunday, this is Rob.
And this is Jay Hump.
We'll see you next time.